Let's bring in the man that will give us our plan for the weather today, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody. And just before I forget, I sent you an email. Did you see the email?
I replied to that email. We don't have a fax machine.
Okay, that's the end of that. It's amazing because most of the people that I've asked said the same thing. We don't have a fax machine. And I'm kind of wondering. I know I'm paying per month for a fax line. But Marshall, I don't recall a fax coming into this office in over a year.
That's right.
So it's one of two things, Marshall. No one's faxing or this line's not working. And I'm paying for it. So I want to find out. But I'll find somebody that has a fax machine and we'll find out. In the meantime, let's talk about enhanced risk of severe weather. There are several risks that the Severe Storm Center considers each and every day across the nation. The first one is a marginal. That's the lowest risk. Then we go to a slight, and then we go to an enhanced, which is obviously the greatest chance of severe weather. And from southwest New Hampshire through Massachusetts, southern Vermont, over through the Berkshires and the Catskills, which includes Albany, there is an enhanced risk of severe weather later today into the night, which not only means severe thunderstorms, but the potential of a tornado. Can't tell where, but that the ingredients lend itself to that kind of weather. So that's why I highlighted in red for Marshall, so that he sees that. I also sent you a map, so you could see the outline. And a little bit of rain and drizzle here and there. Otherwise, it's just going to turn hazy, breezy, and warm today. And then we have showers and a gusty thunderstorm from late this afternoon into tonight. Mid-70s today, then 55 to 60 as all of this activity ends shortly after midnight tonight.
Now,
should leave it. Yes.
We are right on the cusp of that enhanced line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it just really comes really extremely close to our northwest corner.
Right. Does not mean that because we're not in the enhanced that we would not get severe weather. Because we're at a slight risk, which means there's also the potential of severe thunderstorms and a tornado. Yep. It's just that the risk is not as great as it is in the brown area.
Yeah.
So pretty much we're all under it. And once the front goes by late tonight, then partly cloudy, 70 to 75 Saturday, mainly cloudy Sunday, but I don't see any rain, mid-60s. And then we'll have periods of rain Monday in the mid-50s. There is a blocking pattern going on right now. Very interesting, because the Hurricane Center may send a plane into this area that is at South Florida in the Bahamas, and it may be easily become a tropical system. And that will begin to move north-northeastward up along the coast early next week, just staying offshore. But at the same token, the next low in the Ohio Valley will be forced southeastward because of this blocking that is over northeast Canada. And what's interesting about it is that while this whole area from the south will move north to get us on Monday with periods of rain, because of the block, high pressure may come down from Canada, eastern Canada, and force all the moisture back south. So we may still have to deal with some showers Tuesday, but maybe by Wednesday we'll break out to dry weather. And everything gets shoved to our south, which is backwards. But what can I tell you? You know, that's how the weather's been. So that could save us a real wet, rainy week if that happens. If it doesn't, it is just going to be a real wet and cool week. It's certainly not going to be mild enough for this time of the year. So lots of changes. I've been looking at it yesterday and last night and this morning, and I can't make heads or tails out of what's going to happen next week. But at least I know it'll start off with a little bit of rain.
All right. It's interesting. This year, all the big activities for Memorial Day are canceled. And so it's probably going to be a beautiful day. You know, that's the way things work.
What did you think? I mean, again, I was a little shocked to hear the governor of New Jersey open up the shore next Friday for Memorial Day weekend.
Well, nothing shocks me anymore. I mean, we're going to open up the Bargain Barn on the 20th, which is our thrift shop, which helps support Tri-State Public Communications. Mm-hmm. And we're following strict state guidelines, but we have been trying to get the CDC guidelines, which are more expansive. The state of Connecticut now claims that they're going to release a full list on Monday. Now, the opening happens on the 20th, which I think is either
Wednesday.
So on Monday, we'll get another full list from the state of Connecticut. Hopefully that will include the CDC guidelines, because it was funny. I was watching TV the other day and I heard somebody say, well, just contact the CDC. We'll give you all the information we want. Pat, I tried dialing at least 100 times to reach the CDC.
Can't get through.
You know, yeah, come on. You know, it's just a mess.
Yeah, busy place right now. And talking about the CDC, at 10:15 this morning, I'm going to my doctor to get the antibody test. My doctor told me that 90% of the tests come back negative. And again, he doesn't know if this is because of a failure of the test or that this virus just does not make antibodies. So we don't know. But he said to me, don't be surprised if it comes back negative. I'd be surprised if it came back positive.
Well, if it comes back positive, you're going to have to speak to me through a mask on the telephone.
it only means that I have had the virus, and now I have the antibodies for it. But thank God. I mean, if I did, I didn't have any symptoms. So I just figured, I don't know, it's probably a waste of time. Because I don't think this test is perfected yet.
If it makes you feel a little more secure, what's wrong? If it makes you feel a little more secure, then it makes you feel a little more secure. So there's nothing wrong with it at all.
Right, and it's not a big deal. So, sorry, we'll be doing that. Heading up to the lake tomorrow and try to get more work done there. Supposed to reside the place on Wednesday, the 20th, when you have your Bargain Barn opening. So they're supposed to be redoing the reciting then, too. So let's hope for no rain for you and me.
That's it. We hope for good weather this weekend and good health for everybody. All right, I want you to be safe this weekend, Pat, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
Monday it is. You take care.
Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center. This